This is VOA News Fire Remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on the balance of power in the United States.
Just hanging there a little bit longer.
It could still be days or weeks before we know who will control Congress. Tight races abound in the evenly split Senate, like in Georgia, where GOP challenger Herschel Walker says he'll end up beating Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock. The GOP only needs to gain one seat to seize the Senate and five in the House. AP VoteCast shows the economy is weighing heavily on voters. And while Democrat Susan Lyons in New York says it's not President Biden's fault after the pandemic.
Inflation was almost inevitable.
In New Hampshire, Michael McAndrews is backing GOP Senate challenger Don Bolduc.
We're looking to be able to live like we were living when President Trump was the president. And not under this administration.
Making it the referendum the president was hoping to avoid. The winners so far have been predictable, from Chuck Schumer in New York to Marco Rubio in Florida, where Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has won another term before a potential White House bid in 2 years. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukraine's president has suggested that he is open to peace talks with Russia, but is sticking to Kyiv's demands. Volodymyr Zelensky's appeal to the international community to force Russia into real peace talks reflected a softening of his refusal to negotiate with Moscow. While Russian President Vladimir Putin is in power, Zelensky's preconditions appear to be non-starters for Moscow. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations has told Ukrainian farmers that extending a wartime deal to export Ukrainian grains across the Black Sea is a priority. The agreement, which Russia and Ukraine signed separately with the U.N. and Turkey, is set to expire on November 19th. A Russian diplomat on Tuesday cited Moscow's dissatisfaction with the deal, saying it has not helped Russia export enough of its goods. Speaking to farmers at a grain storage facility in Kyiv, U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said global food security depends on the deal's renewal. She said later that 828 million people will go to bed hungry Tuesday, which is why it's so important to maintain Ukrainian grain shipments. Southeast Asian leaders convened in the Cambodian capital Thursday, faced with the challenge of trying to curtail escalating violence in Myanmar, while the country's military-led government shows no signs of complying with the group's peace plan. U.S. President Joe Biden is planning to be on hand at the summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, which comes as Washington and Beijing are increasingly jockeying for influence in the Asia-Pacific region. It sets the stage for the group of 20 meetings in Bali, Indonesia, that immediately follow and are expected to include Chinese President Xi Jinping and possibly Russian President Vladimir Putin, then the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum in Bangkok. In addition to Myanmar, the four-day meetings are expected to focus on ongoing disputes in the South China Sea, pandemic recovery issues, regional trade, and climate change. Another weather delay for NASA is in its quest to send a new mission to the moon. VOA's Marissa Melton has more details.
An attempt to launch NASA's most powerful rocket to date had been scheduled for November 14th. But NASA announced on Twitter it will now take place 2 days later. It's the third delay of the launch in the past 3 months. Tropical storm Nicole is expected to strengthen into a hurricane Wednesday and make landfall either late that evening or early Thursday. A hurricane warning has been issued near the Kennedy Space Center where the launch was to take place. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Police in northeastern China say seven people have been arrested after a clash between residents and authorities who were enforcing COVID-19 quarantine restrictions. China has been reporting new cases nationwide. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.